On Monday, search crews near Addis Ababa found the black box recorder among the wreckage of Ethiopian Air Flight 302, which crashed shortly after takeoff on Sunday morning. All 157 people on board died. While it's still unclear exactly what happened, the crash marks the second time in just 5 months that this plane model, the Boeing 737 MAX 8, went down. Now the plane type has been grounded in China, Indonesia, Australia, and Singapore, as well as by Ethiopian Airlines and several other airlines. And the company announced that they will make software changes to the planes. But the Federal Aviation Administration announced on Monday, with the investigation still ongoing, that they will not call for those planes to be grounded in the United States. Here with more is Leslie Josephs, an airline reporter at CNBC. Leslie, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
A pretty complicated thing happening here. Let's start with the news. What did the FAA say about the crash on Monday?
So they said that they had no reason so far to ground these planes, which is a really big deal. This is a traditionally very conservative agency, and for them to kind of give this sort of vote of confidence to this plane is kind of a big deal when there were a lot of questions after two crashes in less than 5 months.
Now, let's talk a little bit about what happened with the crash itself, because was it a software malfunction? Do we know yet? We know the black box has been found, but...
Right. The black boxes have been found, and that's supposed to speed up the investigation. That will give us data on how the plane was flying, the plane's altitude, the movements of the pilots and inputs that they had put in, and also, very importantly, the conversations that were going on in the cockpit and things that they might have been worried about. There are very, very little details about what caused this crash.
What do we know about the plane, this model specifically, the Boeing 737 MAX 8?
It is extremely popular. This is Boeing's bestseller. This is a cash cow for Boeing. Boeing gets about 60% of its revenue from commercial airplanes. It's the biggest aircraft manufacturer in the world. And this was a very big bet on a plane that they are selling all over the world, especially in emerging markets where you have a lot of first-time flyers and economies are growing and people are flying for the first time and perhaps for the rest of their lives. The thing that both of these crashes have in common is that these planes were months old when they flew and then ultimately crashed. That's extremely rare. It's an odd thing to say right now, but we're at a period of strong airline safety that we haven't had the crashes. I mean, you go back to data from the 1970s and 1960s and even before that, and you'd see a lot more fatal crashes. This is almost unheard of that you have two so close together and also have the same model and just months old. The Ethiopian took delivery of this plane late last year, the airline had said.
What makes this plane so popular? Why is this such a cash cow? Is it because it's smaller, or what is it about this model in particular?
It's a short to medium haul plane in the United States. Airlines would fly them, American, for example, between New York and Miami. It can also fly, it's very versatile, it could fly across the Atlantic. Norwegian Air flies them across the Atlantic. The 737 has been around since the 60s, and you don't really see that with cars. But what Boeing did back in 2011, they said, okay, we're going to improve this plane. And how are they going to improve it? It's not a whole new plane, but they got more fuel-efficient engines, which are larger. They made some changes to the wing and, of course, some software changes that people are starting to talk about a bit more now. And then it's only been flying since May 2017.
Now, let's talk a little bit about innovation in this industry. You said this is a plane, 737's been around since the 60s, right? Mm-hmm. So those of us who've been flying for that many decades have probably been on one of these at some point.
It's almost guaranteed if you have flown, you have been on a 737. And now it's in the fleets of airlines all over the world.
So then how do innovations roll out in the industry? How often does Boeing, for example, or other industry, airline industry manufacturers say, you know what, let's put something new on the horizon? Literally.
It does take years to do so, but because of the technology that Boeing and their suppliers and its biggest competitor, Airbus in Europe, have had over the years, it can pretty much come faster. Boeing has a really big question where it's going to be coming out with what's known as the NMA, the new middle market aircraft that they're thinking about launching, and it will be their first aircraft in several years, and it's supposed to be kind of fit in between what the 737 is, which is a single aisle plane, and the Dreamliner, which is a double aisle plane. So they've been debating this for a really long time, but they're talking about rolling it out as soon as maybe 2025, which is around the corner in aviation terms.
I was going to say, please don't. That's terrifying to think it's so close. But let's talk a little bit about What motivates these innovations? Is it profits? Do they decide to start, you know, upgrading things because they're making money? Like, what's the motivation for Boeing and others?
It's profit. They look at the economy. They see what the demand is. The forecast is extremely bullish on air travel going forward. It's one of those things where you have growth and it kind of just builds on itself as it has done. And aircraft sales have been doing spectacularly for years. Since the financial crisis, loans have been very cheap. A lot of airlines have been able to finance aircraft at very low costs and have been building up their fleets. And the other motivation is airlines want to save money on fuel, and they want to get rid of some of those older kind of fuel-guzzling planes and replace them with more fuel-efficient ones.
Have there been any examples of previous rollouts that have not gone so well? Because I'm wondering if this is indicative of, you know, bigger issues with this particular model.
Right. I mean, the DC-10 was grounded. They had some very bad crashes. This is kind of going back to the 1970s. But as recently as the Boeing 787, the Dreamliner, those planes were grounded, I believe it was in 2013, some concerns about batteries and batteries leaking. But that wasn't prompted by two deadly crashes within less than 5 months of one another, which like more than 300 people died.
And what does this do for Boeing's reputation?
Well, there are a ton of concerns. Travelers are concerned and going to Twitter and telling their airlines that they want to switch their flights. We have airlines all over the world outside of the U.S. who have decided to ground the planes.
That's what I was going to ask you. Like, is it a political move on their part, or is it more because these crashes have happened in their region and so was there a lack of training for this particular plane, or we just don't know?
It's unclear, but that's something that they're certainly going to look at. The thing with aviation is every time you have a crash, you learn something new. So Colgan Air, which is the plane that went down near Buffalo in 2009, since then, pilot training requirements have gone up, rust rules for pilots have gone up, and these sort of risks that it's always the thing you never heard of, and the risks that emerge can prompt new rules.
And we'll see if we get some answers soon. Leslie Josephs is an airline reporter at CNBC. Leslie, thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.